And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. This episode will highlight the recordings that Joya Sherrill did with the Ellington Band and a few that she did on her own featuring Ellington's music. She was born in Bayonne, New Jersey on August 20th, 1924. She first sang with Duke Ellington in 1942 when she was just 17 years old, but that was just a quick short stint. She was with the band from December of 1944 to January of 1946. One of the first songs she recorded with the band was a big hit for Duke Ellington. It's called I'm Beginning to See the Light. It was written by Duke, Harry James, Johnny Hodges, and the lyrics were by Don George. This next song demonstrates how Joya could handle a ballad. This is called All of a Sudden My Heart Sings, and it's from a movie called Anchors Away. You'll hear Ray Nance do some obbligato work on violin, and he also solos at the end.
Sings. kiss and say goodnight. The crazy things you say and do. The fun it is to be with you. The magic thrill that's in your touch. Secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand. The wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your embrace, your little laugh and half surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things. All of a sudden my heart sings.
The Kissing Bug has the distinction of being co-written by Gioia, along with Rex Stewart and Billy Strayhorn. This was recorded April 26, 1945, and the soloists are Al Sears on tenor saxophone and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. And according to the liner notes on the album, this was Jimmy Hamilton's very first solo with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in the studio.
Kissing bug.
kissing bug.
Everything But You is another Ellington original, and besides Miss Cheryl's vocal, you get to hear the big baritone sax sound of Harry Carney at the end. I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart was first recorded as an instrumental back in 1938. This 1945 version featuring Joya Cheryl also has Harry Carney starting things out on bass clarinet, and then at the end you can hear Lawrence Brown on trombone. And as you're listening to these recordings, I'm sure you can hear why Duke liked her as a vocalist. She has great enunciation, great intonation, and she swung, so what more can you ask for in a singer?
Come back, sweet music.
until you return someday.
Tell You What I'm Gonna Do was written by Johnny Green, and he's famous as one of the authors of the standard Body and Soul. Lawrence Brown takes a solo on this, and there was a substitute drummer on this date. Sonny Greer couldn't make it, and it was Big Sid Catlett on the drums.
Sure to win on what I've got. Looky, 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 you'll be fully guaranteed never to be lonely. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna lay it gently on the line. Say it sentimentally, please be mine. Hurry, 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 who can tell where this'll lead? Baby, if you only knew. Here's a chance for a solid thing. Latch on, don't throw it away. Do the things you want me to. Be the one who brings you skies of blue. Nothing will be too good. Every day a new good deed. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna fall in love with you.
Don George is again the lyricist on this one. This is a song that was written by Johnny Hodges, and it's called The Wonder of You. This recording is from November 24th, 1945, and as you listen to it, the lyrics kind of remind you of I Can't Get Started, where there's all these spectacular accomplishments listed.
Ocean liner, played golf in Indochina. I've flown a stratoliner through the blue. I've seen the clouds go under, but nothing like the wonder of you. wire, put out a forest fire. I've read each new esquire through and through. I've seen a pirate's plunder, but nothing like the wonder of you. I've seen the coronation of a queen. I've seen Mickey Mouse upon the screen. I've whistled Orchard Chonya, spent June in California. But when I'm in your arms, I find it true. The world in all its wonder has nothing like the wonder of you.
Now for something from the Treasury series. We'll let the announcer take care of the introduction.
That smooth saxophone of Johnny Hodges didn't shoo your blues away, nothing ever will. Well, maybe we'll give you one more chance to have the blues shooed away. Just listen now as Joya Sherrill, with Duke Ellington and his orchestra, sings Go Away Blues.
January of 1945, Rex Stewart took a few of the other Ellington men into the studio for a small group recording session. In addition to Rex Stewart on cornet, there was Lawrence Brown on trombone, Al Sears on tenor saxophone, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, and Junior Ragland on bass. The ringers were Eddie Haywood on piano, Ulysses Livingston on guitar, and drummer Keg Purnell. The one vocal from this session was called Blue Jay, and of course it features Joya Sherrill.
Very far off, there's a blue jay that died with a whoop and cough, and he whooped so loud with a whoop and cough that he whooped his head and his tail right off. Same song, second verse. Now this blue jay had a very fine chick. She was sharp as a lark on a solid kick, and she loved this blue jay till she thought she would scream. Then this frantic square did a thing that was mean. Same song, third verse.
Joya Sherrill left the band in January of 1946, but she'd still show up for different projects occasionally. One of those projects was a show Duke Ellington did in 1963 called My People, was written to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. Joya Sherrill is featured on this number called The Blues, and this number was originally a part of Black, Brown, and Beige. The tenor saxophonist is Harold Ashby.
Nothing. The blues ain't nothing but a cold gray day, and all night long it stays that way. Ain't something that leaves you alone. Ain't nothing you want to call your own. Ain't something with sense enough to get up and go. Ain't nothing like nothing I know. The blues don't. The blues don't know. The blues don't know nobody at as a friend ain't been nowhere where they're welcome back again. Though ugly, mean blue. A dark cloud marking time. The blues is a one-way ticket from your love to nowhere. The blues ain't nothing but a black crepe veil ready to wear. The blues ain't the
In January of 1965, in two separate sessions, one in New York and one in Chicago, Joya recorded the album Joya Shirell Sings Duke. The first song we'll hear from this album is Mood Indigo, and the obbligato on harmon-muted trumpet is by Cootie Williams. Two things are different about this particular session. For one thing, Cootie very seldom recorded with the harmon mute. He usually used the plunger mute. And also, this is the only extracurricular session he did once he rejoined Duke in 1962. Pretty much everybody in the band, either as a leader or a sideman, recorded side projects, but Cootie didn't do any, save this one. Also featured on this recording is Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone.
You
ain't been blue. No, no, no. You ain't been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long blues. Always get that mood indigo when my baby says goodbye. In the evening when lights are low, I could lay me down and die. 'Cause nobody cares about me, I'm just a fool who's bluer than blue can be. Always get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. You ain't been blue. No, 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 no. You've had that mood indigo. That feeling comes stealing down through my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long blues.
From the same album, we'll hear a reprise of I'm Beginning to See the Light. The pianist here is Billy Strayhorn, and Ray Nance does the muted trumpet obbligato.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Well, used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the
Even though the album's called Joya Sherrill Sings Duke, the next two selections were written by Billy Strayhorn. He's the pianist on these, and the violinist is, of course, Ray Nance. The first one is A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. Then we hear Daydream.
A flower is a lovesome thing, a luscious living lovesome thing.
a daffodil, a rose, no matter where it grows. A flower is a love something. A flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hillside sing. The gentle winds that blow gently, for they know a flower is a lovesome thing. Playing in the breeze, swaying with the trees, in the silent night or in the morning light, such a miracle. Azaleas drinking pale moonbeams, gardenias floating through daydreams. Wherever it may grow, no matter where you go, a flower is a love something. Wherever it may grow, no matter where you go, a flower is a love. Of my love you show. Daydream, I walk along on air, building a castle there. My love to share. Don't know the time, honey, I'm in a daze. Don't break my reverie until I find the key. Is daydreaming just like me? Don't.
reverie until I find that he is daydreaming just like me.
One last track from the album Joyce Sherrill Sings Duke, and it's Kissing Bug, the number she wrote with Billy Strayhorn and Rex Stewart. Cootie Williams is on the trumpet for this one.
You say that I'm the one you love. You swear by every star above. And then you kiss some other miss. You're nothing but a kissing bug. You promise that you'd take my hand and lead me to the preacher man. But now I find it's just a line. You're nothing but a kissing bug. You couldn't be true if you tried. Told you, won't scold you, 'cause I love you so much, you old such and such. I'm gonna buy some bugaboo, and that will put an end to you. And then I hope I'll never, ever love another kissing bug. You wouldn't know, you couldn't be true if you tried. I've told you, won't scold you, 'cause I love you so much, you old such and such. I'm gonna buy some bugaboo, and that'll put an end to you. And then I hope I'll never, ever love another kissing bug.
Starting in 1970, Joya Sherrill had a television show, a children's television show called Time for Joya, which was later called Joya's Fun School. I think it was only in the New York area. Duke Ellington even appeared on her show in one 1970 episode. In the 1990s, she recorded another Ellington tribute album called Black Beauty, The Duke in Mind. I haven't been able to find a copy of it, otherwise I would have included some of the tracks from that in this episode. Joya Sherrill died from leukemia on June 28, 2010, just 10 years ago. With that, I'd like to thank you again for listening, supporting the podcast. You can find information about the recordings played at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My name is Steve Bowie, and again, as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.